Don't cry, I ain't changing my mind. So find another fool like before.
That is Eye in the Sky from the Alan Parsons Project. This is Kane, and you're listening to Tiny Tidal Waves on Raglan Community Radio. We've got a whole bunch of songs for you just yet. Kind of gave away the next one because I'm still getting used to playing on the radio. Eye in the Sky, Alan Parsons Project. I'll give you one guess before I tell you what tonight's show is about. Okay, did you guess? 80s... progressive pop. Okay, well done, congratulations. Today's show is all about 1980s progressive pop. A short selection, as the songs tend to be quite long. I guess that's the progressive element of the pop music. But next up we have Tears for Fears.
We'll be right back.
You count how many explosive saxophone solos were in that tune? I counted three, and then some more explosive saxophone wailing that weren't solos. That was The Logical Song by Supertramp, and I sincerely have to apologize. I've fudged up the 80s progressive pop radio show straight away, well, on the third song, because that song was actually released in March 1979. But I'm claiming it for the 80s because it was influential in the 80s. So there. And before that, you know it, we had Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, and that was off of their 1985 studio album Songs from the Big Chair. Next up, we have a little tune that goes out to our friend Racer. She knows how to play this song on keyboards, and she sings a mean BV. The song is Maniac. All right, Stevie Wonder. God, we just love him, don't we? I'm including you in that. That is I Love You Too Much off his album In Square Circle, which I believe was released in 1985. Yeah, I've lost my little thing. Okay, we're going to say 85. Why not? But what a tune. And before that, we had Maniac by Michael Cimbello. And that was from the Flashdance soundtrack from 1983. Now, we're talking about progressive pop. You know, Maniac was listed as synth pop, R&B soul, dance, electronic, and pop. I'm not sure what Stevie is going to be listed as, but everything that we're playing tonight, that I'm playing tonight, is technically pop music, but they've put the word progressive in front of it because maybe they use an interesting change at some point, or they're using an interesting time signature, or they're going, you know, quite long. I think that Stevie song was over 5.5 minutes, which I guess can be termed as progressive. So, progressive pop it is. And this is from the 80s. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane, and the next song had a bit of a resurgence in the last year or two, but that doesn't make it any less important. Here it is. You know it.
Feel how it feels.
6 months in a leaky boat, split ends. Legendary Kiwi band, and that song was from 1982 from the album Time and Tide. And, you know, a great example of the whole point of progressive pop is that breakdown at the end. They played it, they made a pop song, and then they sort of just had this big outro. It's also, there's some, you know, pretty decent meter changes and changes to halftime during that song. So it's, you know, that's the progressive part. Super interesting, I think. I hope you do too. So the song we heard before that was, of course, Running Up That Hill, brackets, A Deal With God. That was from the one and only Kate Bush from her album Hounds of Love, released in 1985. You want to know my favorite part of that song?
Yo!
Those background vocals, can't beat them. Okay, next up, we have Owner of a Lonely Heart from Yes.
Move yourself, you always live your life. grass. Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
Got a very, very slow fade on this tune, so I'm just going to let it slowly fade out. Of course, that was Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd, and I'm just going to kill that one, although you already know what it is. I've done that twice today. So, yeah, Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd, and that was from, when was it released? 1987. Yeah, and it's pretty fucking cool. Well, pretty it's not quite 8:30, so pretty effing cool. we've got Racer here, and before that, you heard "Owner of a Lonely Heart" by British progressive rock band. Yes, I'm going to say it's progressive pop because, well, that's what the show is about. And that was from the 11th studio album, 90125, released in 1983. So this, I'm going to play one more song and then I'm going to get off. This was Tiny Tidal Waves with Kane, the 80s progressive pop show. And what better song to end it on than Rosanna? Have a good night.
She's gone.